For this one, for the big one, what's something you think we should know about you as we get to know you? What do you think 3,000 people in front of you, what's something interesting about you?
I'm not retarded, but I like rocks. I just like how they feel, you know what I'm saying? They feel real good. I got this one.
Oh my goodness, good. Is that a rock?
Yeah.
You like rocks.
I got a couple of them bitches. I like this one. This one's pretty.
Unbelievable.
I got this shit outside earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Bro,
that set was hilarious, but that's somehow better. That was amazing. Have you always done that?
Yeah. I just like the way they feel. They just make me go to sleep and shit.
Does TSA ever say you can't fly with these rocks?
No. One time I threw one away and I was real upset because the next time I got there with my other one. Like, it's fucked up.
This is the best. You got to do a rock check-in like every week.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Cam, I'm so excited about the future, dude. I'm pumped. We're going to keep it moving along.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Have you seen or heard that yet?
What's that?
Have you seen or heard that yet?
No.
That clip? Oh, my God. So that's Kill Tony, which is down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's over in Austin.
Yeah.
I believe.
You're right. Which I know we've discussed a couple hours away, but still, your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And, that was the funniest shit. I should have shared my screen. You look at the guy, he's just G'd out. White t-shirt, baggy sweats. You know, you hear the way he talks. And you would, like, I died. And I know that we're not supposed to laugh at the R word anymore, but that was funny as shit.
Yeah.
I think I found a few of those, like, what's his name? Shane Gillis? That guy that was fired from SNL before he ever started because they found some old tweets or whatever. He's got one about, Down syndrome. Oh. That just cracks me up. Yeah, there's some funny shit out there.
No.
But
there are some good ones, but then every once in a while, you know, I mean, for whatever reason, if you said the wrong word, you're canceled. So it's quite interesting.
I think it's all in delivery, right? Just like all comedy.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, we've been around it long enough, you can tell who's being actual hurtful in their words, who's made a mistake with their words. And then who can use the words, you know, in light of. So. Can you hear me good? Are we connected well?
You kind of keep skipping out a little bit. It's like your connection, like your computer's working good this time, but your connection's not. You'll do fine for a second, and then all of a sudden you'll just kind of go like. You know,
let me drop this out of the background.
Get rid of the midget porn.
That way, it was the YouTube. It was the YouTube. Before you popped on, I had everything ready and I was just scrolling TikTok speaking of midgets. You've seen those videos where I don't know how the fuck these guys get money, but they just walk up to strangers in stores and is like, oh, if you can do this, I'll buy you whatever you want, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Walks up to this fucking midget. I think it's actually pertinent to the story. This, like, thugged out black midget. And was like, if you don't talk on the mic, I'll buy you whatever you want. And he holds the mic up to him. What's your name? Guy passes it all. And he's like, all right, I'll buy you whatever you want. He's like, I want a car. He's like, I told you had to be in the store. Literally walked over and got a fucking Mario Kart. Power Wheel.
Hey.
It works. I want the part two of him rolling in it. I think it was like $500. Awesome. Yeah, I want the part
driving out of there.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet. I was cracking up. So
that would be a good one.
Before we started recording, you were telling me you got to save some of this stuff for when we record. But going to the swap meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bought some Pez, which is awesome in its own right. But I'm curious, like, what else is at a Texas swap meet?
What was that? Oh.
I just had a thing.
My garage sale find, the Dance and Hang?
Well, I saw that. I just saw my thing popped up and said my connection's unstable.
Yeah, kind of like you.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth. Did you get the Hank there? Is that where you got that?
What's that?
Did you get the Hank there?
No, I actually got that just garage sailing. Apparently he's supposed to sing too, but the singing doesn't work, but he still dances, so that was pretty cool.
Did you put new batteries in?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have an Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty that sings and dances. And when the batteries go weak, the voice goes first, and then the... So... Mm. But I'm curious, what's at a Texas swap meet?
It's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of crap. We got a lawnmower for $60, and it works. You know, it's just, I mean, we didn't need a big lawnmower. We just need something to do our lawn. A lot of random shit. Just like most, I mean, it was just like any swap meet. I mean, it was a lot of random, like, tools, really. Yeah. There was a lot of tools. DeWalt, I mean, like, brand new, like, battery powered tools. Then there was the random, you know, clothes, you know, stuff that was handmade, you know, metal stuff. And that was really about it.
Nothing overly exciting?
Not really. I mean, there wasn't anything. I mean, the place where we're at, guns weren't allowed. So, I mean, you can't sell guns there. But I mean, there was a couple spots you could get ammo and stuff like that, you know. But I mean, nothing really. I mean, there was one place because inside the swap meet, there's a metal building. But we got there because everyone told us you had to get there early. And we got there at like 8:30. And some of the stuff inside wasn't open yet. But there's a, you know, a guy that makes like handmade furniture out of wood. And that was really cool. And I mean, there's some of that stuff. But I mean, other than that, it wasn't really. I mean,
well, the
if
arts
you have
and
horses,
craft shit, right? That's.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to just
you have regular... horses. There was, you know, saddles and stuff. But I mean, other than that, it was
there
just
there was horses.
There were saddles for horses, but no horses. I mean, you couldn't buy the horses, but you could buy the stuff, the saddles and stuff like that.
So there's a dude I follow on TikTok, Tate. And he I don't know why I watch it. I don't know why I'm enthralled with some of the things I'm fucking enthralled with that I watch that I'm like.
It happens.
This guy traps minnows to feed his ducks. But just randomly, all of a sudden, and he lives in, like, Kentucky, I think. And just randomly, he's like, we're going to the farmer's market today. And he goes and he buys a goat, or he buys, like, you're like, what the fuck? So I was just curious what, because I remember the swap meet up here. What was it, Midway? Mm-hmm. Midway was the big one at the old
Midway.
At the old drive-in theater there. That's where I went to buy, like, car stereo shit.
You could find some stuff like that. And, I mean, there was random stuff. There was, like, one guy that sold was selling, like, thumb drives with music on it. I'm like, that's what Amazon's for, fucker. But, I mean, there was random, you know, just random. A lot of it seemed like it was just random shit people bought and just had.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, I mean... But I don't know. I mean, the ones inside were the ones I really wanted to get to, but they didn't open until later, and we had to get to the bar for the Seahawk game. So,
yeah, yeah.
So we could watch that piece of shit. But,
yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, it was. Yeah. That second half was pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Kind of reminded me of game one, second half.
Yeah. It did. It's a hard part for me. It's one I've said it before. I think Geno is a good enough quarterback, but not when it matters.
I don't put any blame on Geno.
The offensive line was a problem too. I mean, they were just going right at him.
The stats on that fourth quarter, he had over less than half the time that he had been allowed all season to throw a ball in that fourth quarter.
Yeah. So, I mean, the offensive line was just, there was a couple of them where it almost looked like they just kind of stepped to the side and let the guys run by.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I honestly put zero of that on Geno.
Yeah, that's true. But it seems like it's happened in a few other games where all of a sudden the game's on the line and you want that clutch. And that's when he makes a weird decision that you're like, what?
But then you have last week where he went down and won the game.
You go, your internet connection goes wonky at the weirdest times.
Wasn't it last week that he went down at the end and won the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's happened. It's one of those things. It's what you remember when you see the games. I mean, I think if they had the offensive line to protect him, I think we have a shot. But the problem that they keep having is he needs to have that offensive line so he can do something.
Yeah, everybody needs an offensive. Russ did too.
Oh yeah, Russ really did.
I mean, you know, Russ is a little better at evading, but he's also a lot smaller.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the year that we won the Super Bowl. I mean, we had amazing offensive line, amazing defense.
I'm not sure the offensive line was all that great.
But we also had, I mean, you had Marshawn Lynch, who you hand the ball to, and I mean, everyone's afraid of him, no matter whether the offensive line was there or not.
Yeah, much different, you know, you have that power runner, where I think Walker's problem is he's constantly looking for holes instead of the first one closing up and him just going forward. You know, and it works 50% of the time, but eventually that'll close up. Like, he needs to get used to just head down and go.
Pound the hole.
Did you see that interview with Marshawn Lynch? He was on, I think, Shannon Sharpe's podcast. And they talked. It's the first time he's actually, like, publicly spoke about the Super Bowl. And he said,
oh, I did see, yeah.
Where, like, Pete Carroll called the play, and the offensive lineman looked at him in the huddle and went, what? Like, what are we doing? And then he said that his only words to Carroll after that call was he ran up in his face and just laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was cracking up. Fucking cracking up. I know you don't care, but my Huskies had a big win. Number 5 in the country.
What's number 5? You're
am I breaking up again? Jesus Christ. I said the... Fuck.
You're doing really good. You're doing really good. Then it went bad.
And now it just popped up again. Unstable. I don't know what's going on. Huskies with the big win on Saturday.
I saw that. That was...
Cougars out of the top 25.
Did they? I didn't even see anything on the Cougars. That's a hard part down here, like the Huskies, because they did something good, but that like popped up, but the Cougars don't pop up on anything.
Well, the Huskies were also on College Game Day on ESPN.
Okay.
They had people outside the stadium at 3:00 in the morning ready for the show.
Wow. Well, and it's Oregon, too, and, you know, everyone hates Oregon.
Well, and it was the first time in 113 games that those two played each other, both ranked in the top 10. Like, I feel we need a third box down here that has closed captioning just in case the internet keeps popping off and you can just read what I'm saying.
That'd be pretty good. We need that. That'd be neat if they could come up with it.
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, my internet right now is showing full bars. Like, I'm not sure I get it. My guess is Toby just got home from school looking at the time. Probably turned on his phone, turned on the TV. Yeah. You know, a little bit of...
He's got everything on.
Yeah, a little bit of all of it. So, who fucking knows? Who fucking knows? Oh.
Yeah.
Are you watching... what is it? Loki?
No, I haven't yet. It's been... that's been the hard part. Like, it's been so nuts recently. Just every time I get home, it's trying to get one more thing done on the house. And then we'll sit down and like watch, because it's October, we'll watch a horror movie and then go to bed. Oh. So, because I've watched a horror movie every night in October. At least something horror anyway. One night it was a documentary on H.H. Holmes, but we'll go through and watch a movie, and then, and pretty much usually we actually kind of watch it when we go to bed. So like we watched My Bloody Valentine in bed last night.
Okay.
Like after we went to bed. But it's, you know, I put together the barbecue over the weekend. I've done and finally used it. Like right now I've been working in here. You can't see it because it's above me, but I have the shelves completely lining the,
oh, you
the
got
whole
them,
entire room.
You got them finished, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice,
so,
nice.
I don't have any pops on them yet. I just haven't got to. I mean, there are some over in the corner, but I haven't gone through and put them all up there yet. So, but yeah, that's the next thing on the list.
Now, you were saying last week you didn't get enough shelving, you don't think, for all your pops?
I might. I don't know. I have. I think actually now that I have them up there and I'm looking at them, I think I have enough room for all of them.
Okay. Because my problem is picking which ones I want out.
Yeah.
On my
and
shelf.
What's nice is if I really wanted to, because I have enough, I could just buy some more shelves and put like another layer below. So because there's enough wall up there. So.
Yeah. I did watch the first episode of Loki.
How is it?
I'm excited. We'll probably watch the second one tonight. So we were supposed to be at the fucking Pink concert tonight.
Yeah.
And
I saw that she canceled her shows.
Yeah, she canceled her Tacoma and Spokane show, I think, for family medical emergency.
That's not good.
Yeah. My doesn't say what, but my assumption is Corey Hart did something on a motorcycle or OD'd or something. But and then
yeah,
you brought up horror movies. Let me see if I can pull this up without fucking up the internet too bad. This is the one me and Bella want to watch. And Araya, I showed her the trailer last night, and she's like, I think I'd watch that. And I'm like, you're going to jump at least 3 times in this fucking movie. Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, that's that's what I thought. It's called Totally Killers. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a Prime original done by the same people that did that movie, Megan. I'll let me see if I can... I think I completely lost Brandon. Oh, it's reconnecting now. Here we go. I did completely lose him. I don't know what the fuck. I was so excited. My computer was working fucking gorgeously. And I'm like, oh, sweet. We're not going to have the issues we've had the last couple weeks. And blammo. I keep popping in and out of internet service. I think eventually I'm going to have to fucking just hardwire out here to my studio. It's the only possible thing I can think of to make this work. I don't know. Hopefully I connect to him here pretty quick so I don't just keep rambling on to you guys. I will play the trailer for Totally Killer, Prime Original, kind of looks like slasher film, looks pretty sweet, looks pretty funny, which I appreciate in a good quote-unquote horror or slasher film. You know, so, although I'm not reconnecting with him, I am not, reconnected. Are you there? Yellow. Are you there?
Yeah.
I just kept it going. I saw he disappear. I was like, all of a sudden, boop. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you were got there. All of a sudden, you were gone.
So, you want to undisable the share screen? And we'll see if I can't make this work. It says the host disabled participant screen sharing.
Yeah, you're the host, so you should be able to do now.
All right. Just so you can see the trailer here.
Crime that hasn't happened yet. Have you seen the movie Back to the Future? Basically, I'm living that movie right now, which is how I know there's going to be a murder tonight.
Hate time travel movies. They never make any sense.
Happy Halloween.
How about we all stay in and hand out Halloween candy?
No, Mom.
You know how hard this time of year is for us.
Your friends were murdered 35 years ago.
It's not 1987 anymore.
Stay safe, honey. I love you.
What year is it?
1987.
Oh my God.
I know.
The 80s are almost over and I haven't even tried Coke yet. I don't know. Oh my God.
Mom.
Fuck off and die.
Jesus, Mom. Mamacita. Ay. Ay, ay, ay. Mamacita.
Time for my birthday, bitch.
Creepy-ass cabin in the middle of fucking nowhere.
What's the big deal?
There's a murderer on the loose, and you drove us into the woods. Oh, my God!
What? I forgot to bring vodka.
You have 7.5 hours until you're stuck here forever.
I need to stop all this horror before it happens.
The machines kill us all?
No.
They more just rip apart the fabric of our society via dance videos on TikTok.
They use dance against us?
Come on out. Water's warm.
Just so you know,
I don't do blowjobs.
You pee out of that thing.
Just think, maybe if she did do blowjobs, she'd still be alive.
Yeah, let's not make that the lesson.
80s weed sucks.
This is just dirt.
Look at all these twigs.
I could give you a gummy this big that has 100 times more weed than this.
I'm gonna have to look at that. I've been doing a night. That might be tonight's movie.
It feels like it recaptures that 80 just dumb slasher film. Kind of like Scream did, right? Where they kept talking about all the traits of a horror movie, and then that would happen in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, similar, but fuck, it looks funny as shit too. So
it does.
Yeah, I thought, actually, when we watched the trailer last night for it, I was like, oh, Brandon's going to like this. And I'm not sure. I know that was Julie Bowen, who is fucking phenomenal. From, what is it, Modern Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the first lady that she talks to, was that the mom from, like, Tool Time?
I don't think so.
I couldn't see it that well, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to see who's. Let me see here. Of course, I don't know any of the young actors and actresses nowadays, but Randall Park, that was the other one, the police officer.
Yep.
Julie Bowen. I'm not seeing. Are you talking about in the kitchen when she was talking to the mom?
No, the mom in the kitchen, that was
Julie Bowen.
Modern Family, yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the mom from Well, Tool time. Now that's stuck in my fucking head. Home Improvement. Home Improvement. But yeah, it looks funny as shit. Speaking of fucking movies, I watched Dirty Dancing the other night. No reaction?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we know my feelings on it, but I mean, I watched the, you know, movies that made us, and I actually was pretty, it changed my view on it, but I still don't like the movie, but it changed my view on some of it. So, I mean, it's not horrible, but I mean, it's just not a movie that I enjoy.
So when that movie came out in the fucking late 80s or whatever, when did that fucking movie, 1987. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
So that movie came out in 1987. And it's based in like 1960. I know it's supposed to be before Kennedy was assassinated, which was 63. I'm trying to see if it says here what it does not say what year, but the 60s nonetheless. So you're watching that movie. There's not one person in that movie that dresses like the 60s.
No.
I'm not sure. There's got to be 30 pairs of fucking jorts in there. When did jorts come out?
I don't know. Not later than that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. However, wait, jorts is a blend of the words jeans and shorts. While jean shorts became a popular clothing item in the 60s, maybe I'm just wrong. It was making me so mad watching the movie. Like, look,
it says they came out in the 60s?
Huh? Yeah.
It said that it started in the 60s.
Well, the other thing I noticed was she was wearing Keds. And I was like, Keds weren't fucking around in the 60s.
Yeah, they were.
Keds are 100 plus years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were the first canvas-based shoe in like 1917.
Is that old?
Yeah. I'm looking up 1960 apparel right now. I'm just kind of fucking curious. You look it up and the first thing Googled is a Charlie Brown t-shirt. Now, I get the hippie movement, which was late 60s. Yeah, it was pissing me off. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
There was so much that didn't feel right, but like a Patrick Swayze song. I kept nitpicking the movie. Tosh was getting so fucking mad. So fucking mad because I kept nitpicking.
Because you kept looking and getting mad at things?
Yeah.
That's why it happens.
And then I don't know if there's a YouTube clip of it or not. I would imagine. But the scene where they're going to his car and it's pouring down rain. Like, I think they're going off to go do the lift.
Yeah.
And he has to pop that pole out to, like, smash his window because his keys are locked in the car or whatever. Any of this sounding familiar to you? So he kicks the pole, and it sounds like he's kicking the pole. And then the final kick, he does it with his heel, and it goes... I'm telling you, look it up.
Okay.
See if we can find it. Fuck. It's the greatest thing ever. It sounds so much like that I truly believe that there was a guy paid in the studio to make that sound effect, and I want that job.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm YouTubing it on my phone first before I go. Oh, it is there. Oh, it is there. Oh, fuck. I really don't want... I don't want to lose you again as I try to reopen a window here.
Oh.
But we'll see. It's the funniest fucking thing. It's fucking... Maybe I'm just easily amused. I don't know.
Sometimes.
I've started, like... I think I'm the most random fucking person on the face of the planet.
I could believe that. I mean, I do some random. I have random stuff too, but you there are times where you just, yeah.
Like, I'm not just one specific kind of person. Well, we'll see if that pops up without losing you. Kevin must be coming to town. He messaged me today for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, he's heading to Washington. I've talked to him a few times. He's heading up there. He's doing a show in Allensburg.
Oh, he was looking to see if I could find him a show on the 3rd. Does he not have a good standing in the comedy group out here?
I think he does. As far as I know, he does.
I was just kind of curious why, you know, instead of just putting it in the, you know, the comedy chat or whatever, not chat, but on the comedy page.
The Facebook group.
Hey, I'll be in town, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to do your show. I mean, we see that 100 times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me up for a show. And I don't book anymore, as you very well know.
Yeah.
But the new place in in Black Diamond, I know did one comedy show because Robert Moore was on it. So
I like Robert. He's a good one.
Yeah. So I told him to hit Robert up to find out who books that. It may have just been a one-off. I have no clue. But and to be honest, I thought about getting back in and doing that place. I went and had lunch there and so on and so forth, and I swear it was like a week later, Robert posted like his show poster saying he was going to be there.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know on that one.
It's called The Vault. It's the old bank in Black Diamond, and it's now like...
Yeah, I remember seeing that one.
It's now like an imbibe, where it's a tap house, you know, whatever. They do have food, like pickle soup. Yeah.
What the hell's pickle soup?
I don't know, but we were there at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were sold out already.
Huh.
They said everybody fucking comes for the pickle soup, which I thought was incredibly weird. All right, here we go.
That is weird.
I think I got it up and working. Oh, and we're still connected. That's even better.
Yeah.
All right. Listen for the sound.
Shit. Lock the keys in the car.
Did you hear it?
Kind of.
All right, let's see if we can do it one more time here. Tell me that's coming through on your end.
Those are really weird.
Because I know you're not going to go watch the movie.
No.
I so want that job.
I think it'd be fun to do all those.
You didn't hear it, but
oh.
What? What? Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
What?
Oh, I found it and I was listening to it real quick. Yeah, no, it's just that. Yeah.
It's literally like two kick sounds that are legit, and then a... And I don't know, was Penny Marshall sitting in the editing room and was like, oh, we must not have been mic'd up for that third kick. Let's get somebody in here to make that sound.
Hey, it worked.
It doesn't work. That's the thing. It fucking doesn't work.
But that's what makes it work. It's because it doesn't work.
Oh, my God. It doesn't work at all. Like, not even remotely. Oh, not even fucking remotely. Good gravy. Yeah. Oh, man. I was going to talk about fantasy, and then I realized I lost to Steven this weekend, so we don't have to.
Yeah, that's horrible. Why would you lose to him?
Worst team in the league. Worst team in the league. Drop me from second place to third place now.
Ugh.
And it put Tosh in last place. I lost to the guy who scored the least amount of points in the league.
Yeah.
Him and Chris Pickett are the only ones without 600 points. Well, what'd you do this weekend?
I can't remember. I don't think it was much better.
Let's see here. Oh, no, you beat Joe.
Oh, I did? I did.
You moved into fourth place. Oh, you had...
My brain's... I haven't even...
You had Mostert and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp's been sitting in my freaking IR for weeks.
Yeah. And Pickett won. My God. I'm the only one that lost this week? I swear to God. Fuck. And to him.
Yeah, to Steven.
And to him.
The only thing I was really happy about to see this week in football was that the 49ers lost.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't happy fantasy-wise. My big money league, I have Christian McCaffrey. I have Deebo Samuel. And I have the Niners defense.
Ooh.
How'd that pan out for me?
Not well.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's okay. My money league, I ate shit. That's the league I was looking at.
Okay.
I did. I scored what I was projected to score 122, and I scored 84.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, because I had Nakua, who's done really good, but this week didn't do shit. Montgomery, who tore it up last week, who got me 3 points. Eckler got me 8. Yeah. Metcalf, him and his freaking little baby attitude got me freaking 8. So,
did you see all the brawls after that Charger Cowboy game?
No.
Holy fuck. I didn't know the Chargers had fans, especially in L.A., but it was just brawl after brawl after brawl.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
It shows that they still have some fans.
Did you see any of that game Monday night?
No.
So they kept...
I didn't get a chance. There was a bunch of... I was... Yeah.
They kept showing a video of this woman, this Charger fan, just going fucking bonkers. Wore every emotion on her sleeve. Chargers do something good, and she's just, like, veins popping out of her head with excitement, just fucking going nuts. And then Chargers do something bad, and you'd see all the throwing shit and, like, you know, getting angry.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they gave her, I'd guess probably 10 minutes of screen time throughout the game, like, if you add it all up. They gave her so much screen time, Pat McAfee had her on his show the next day.
Oh, wow.
And then come to find out, the internet you know, there's video of her at a Vikings game doing the same shit. And now it's being reported that she's a paid actress to go to these games and go crazy.
Wow.
I don't know.
I think, is she the one I think I saw that like pretty much is always against Denver or Dallas though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I saw one where they were talking about how it's pretty much always against Dallas.
I think her name is Marianne Doe. Vile Charger fan is from Minnesota, still loves the Vikings. Okay. She's an operations analyst for Warner Brothers Discovery.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. When I heard that today, and that was Pat McAfee that said that one of the sports reporters are reporting that she was a paid actress. I don't know what you benefit from hiring a fan to go crazy in your stands.
I don't know, because she gets so much time on screen, I guess.
Yeah, but she wasn't promoting anything. Right? Like, if she had a political shirt on or a business shirt or, you know, something. Okay, that makes sense. Hey, go nuts. Make sure you're on the Jumbotron. Wear our shit.
Yeah, I could see that.
She was wearing a Justin Herbert jersey. Like, you know, nothing out of the norm. At all.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird and crazy. Suzanne Summers passed away.
I know, that's sad.
Yeah. It's a long battle with breast cancer, though.
Yeah.
What, 23 years, I think? That's, I don't know.
It's a pretty long battle.
I don't know how much, like, how well her life was, her, you know, condition of life for that long. But that's,
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a pretty good, you know, a pretty good span with the cancer she had. And she was never deemed clean of it. So, and then other sad news is Bruce Willis is non-communicative.
Yeah, he's been going big time with the neurological issue.
Yeah.
He's been going down fast, unfortunately. And I mean, you know me, I love Bruce Willis, so.
Yeah, me too.
It's sad to see.
It was, I think it was the writer or director of Moonlighting that came out and said it. Moonlighting finally got on streaming for the first time.
Yeah.
And he went to go talk with Bruce, and yeah, he said Bruce Willis is non-communicative.
Sad to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it kind of sheds reality on the age we're getting to, that those first stars we had, you know, that we remember are, they're dead or dying or, you know.
Dead, dying, sick. I mean, unfortunately, all the above.
They're all that age now where we can wake up tomorrow to another one. You know.
And I think that's the hard part now. I mean, it's been the last couple of years where we keep seeing and people, you know, are like, oh, well, you know, it's so sad that everyone, you know, all these people we grew up with are, you know, dying and all this. And I'm like, yeah, but look at our age. You know, look at how old we are. And I mean, it starts to happen.
Hey, how old you are? I'm not that old yet.
Yeah, no. You're getting there.
Oh, not quite.
Yeah. You're getting there.
Not quite. But, yeah, I was really sad to see that about Bruce.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Not sure how much longer he has.
Yeah, I don't think he has a lot, unfortunately. I mean, it's sad to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure for him and his family, it might end up being a blessing. You know. Are you still on the Maple Valley page?
Yeah, but I haven't looked close at it in a bit.
Oh. So there was a post last week. Oh my God, did you guys see this survey they're going to be asking our kids at school? I can't believe it. And read the link below. There's the full survey there. And then 100 comments of parents just going, yep, I opted my kids out. Yep, I opted my kids out. One, I went and, read the survey. Two, Bella came home. She took it yesterday. She came home and told us about it. One, that's key right there. We didn't prompt her. We didn't be like, hey, did you take that survey today? What'd you answer? You know.
Yeah.
Have open communication with your fucking kids, first of all. But
what? No, that's what the school's supposed to do.
So literally, the questions in this thing. It was long. It was 70-some pages long. And I don't know if it was one question per page or whatever. But it was like, hey, are you sad? Hey, have you ever had suicidal thoughts? If so, how often? Have you ever attempted suicide? Are you around or have you tried drugs? Have you tried alcohol? Really basic fucking shit. Are you concerned about your parents losing your house? You know, have you ever gone without a meal because, you know, due to finances or, you know, all that type of shit?
Yeah.
Pete, I'm telling you, that Maple Valley page freaked the fuck out.
Why?
And then there was some, like, LGBTQ, like, you know, what do you think? And nothing evasive at all. Bella said the most evasive question was asking about, you know, are you worried your parents are going to lose their house? Are you wondering where your next meal's coming from? You know, shit like that. And she goes, I've never worried about any of that, but I thought it was kind of, you know, weird they asked.
I can see that.
But how we had to explain to Bella, like, that might be somebody's real life.
Yeah.
And if they can get somebody who's worried about their next meal and where it's coming from, you know, now they can feed them lunch at school or, you know, give them the tools needed on how to get food at the food bank or whatever the case may be. You know, to me, it sounds overly helpful. But these parents so worried about what's taught in schools. Here's the way I look at it. And I don't care what, this is apolitical. I don't care what angle any of the information's coming from, right? Any information you get, if you teach your children properly, all it does is trigger thoughts in their head where they can now go and do their own research and make up their own opinions.
Mm-hmm. They worry too much at what's going to happen is you asked your kids, and this has been a thing that's been worried about for decades. If I mentioned to my kids and asked them, hey, have you ever thought about suicide? That suddenly, you know, saying that to them, they're going to be like, you know, that's a good fucking idea. That's not how it works.
No.
And we all know that.
But not only that, right? How often do you get a straightforward answer, right? On some of those personal things when you're asking your teenage children. They don't necessarily want to talk to their parents. That's not cool. You know? Yeah. I mean, you see it all the time. Most of them would rather talk to a teacher or a, you know. I'm all for anything that's going to prevent it, period. Like, if that was going on with my kids and they weren't comfortable telling me, because they didn't want to be judged by their parents or whatever their thought process is, if they seek the help somewhere else and get the help, who gives a fuck? What's that?
So they can get help, and that's the big point. Is I think too many parents are worried about what the questions are asked, and it's like the kids need help. If they need help, let them get help. Who cares where it comes from?
Yeah. It was totally... I wish I could find it. I don't know if they erased it, but they talk about how pussy society is becoming. And then pull that shit. You know, I lost Brandon again. Go figure. About 10 minutes left of this podcast. And kablamo. But it's connecting right away this time, so that's a good sign. There he is.
You there?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. But okay. As I was saying, like, it, you know, everybody bitches about how pussy our society's becoming and how easily offended our society's becoming. That is coming from the parents. I mean, this was clear case proof. He froze up on me again. He has not disappeared yet, so that's a good sign. Although now I have to look at his ugly mug. Oh, he disappeared. They heard me call him ugly mug and fucking kablamo. He's out. Yeah, I don't know what is going on. We might end this as soon as he pops back up. It is reloading again now. We will see how that all goes down. But Brandon, are you there? Brandon, are you there? Brandon, are you there? Well,
there you are. Now you're back.
Yeah, I am back. I mean, honestly, I never disappeared. But
I know, it's me. I
disappeared on your side, but anyways, just to wrap it all up, what I was saying is that everybody constantly says how pussified the younger generation is, how they're offended by everything and all that, and really what it comes down to is they're getting that from their parents.
They are.
When a simple survey...
I had an argument with someone where they were talking about, oh, hey, look at this next generation and what they're like and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, who made them that way?
Yeah. Now, one, full transparency, right? That survey was sent out for every parent to be able to look at. Right? Now, if that would have had questions on it, you know, real personal genitalia, you know, that type of shit, okay. That's not information you need for my kids.
No.
But when you're just trying to figure them, you know, learn about situations, how do you think they stop abuse? How do you think they, you know, why do you think if a kid comes to school with a bruise, the teacher's to question it?
Because they need a question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get it. But anyways, I was saying... Well, everything was disappearing, coming back, that we only got a few minutes left anyway, so we'll probably get ready to wrap it up here real quick. But I did want to say I've been receiving messages from our pal Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants me to come over at the end of next week or next week sometime. We lost Brandon again. I don't fucking know. As soon as he pops back on, we are just going to wrap this up. This has been a nightmare of a situation. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, I updated my Chrome. Maybe I need to update my Zoom. Are you there?
There you are.
Hello, Margaret. It's me. Are you there?
Killing me, man. I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking out loud that, you know, after updating my Chrome, I wonder if there's a Zoom update or something.
Probably.
Something I need to do there as well. Anyways, Nick wants me to come out and do the podcast, his podcast, which I don't know has a name or anything like that yet. But he did promise that all the gear would be working this time.
And then that'd be good, because last time it didn't.
And then I think he wants to get me drunk.
Oh, take advantage of you?
After I was like, I might be in Chicago the week that he wants me to come over. I don't know yet. But so I said, oh, I might be in Chicago. And he's like, all right, well, you said you don't like whiskey, but how about tequila? I said, I'm allergic to it. He's like, beer?
You love tequila. Don't lie.
Rum? Gin? I've got rum. I want to try some gin, so I'll pick some up by that time. So I may have to take Tosh with me to make sure I get home. Sounds like we're drinking tequila, gin, rum, and beer.
Man.
So, who fucking knows?
He's trying to get you all you know, drunk and
all
shit.
All gussied up for the holidays, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. So, anyways, before this boots us again, let's just sign off and get the fuck out of here, because I'm sure that's been hell for anybody that's still listening past 50 minutes. So, all right, guys. Yeah. All that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.